having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an emissary. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
First service will lay the foundation, the blood foundation. Amen. And then second service, we're talking about spiritual growth. Romans chapter 9, chapter 8, verse 28. Very quickly, we're talking about the principles and the blessings of spiritual growth. Of spiritual growth. Amen. Thank you. You know, sometimes when you say certain things from scriptures, you have people thinking many things. When you just mention it, this is why teaching is very important. This is why rightly dividing the word of truth is very important. For some, when you say spiritual growth, they are thinking about being more religious. It will amaze you. For others, when you say spiritual growth, the thing is increasing your skirts to foot size. Amen. For others still, I'm serious, when you talk about spiritual growth, the thing is removing your earrings and your makeup. Amen. For more, when you talk about spiritual growth, I'm serious. Okay. The thing is about not wearing jeans anymore and wearing Temple Boys trousers. You know Temple Boys? Some of you didn't know it. They used to call us Jew Boy then. I was a bro. I'm still a bro. Amen. Bro like this. I'm refined as you're seeing me like this. Amen. Glory to God. But some people accuse me, they say, sir, you don't smile. When I was in school, say, brother, you don't smile. You hardly smile. Hallelujah. Almost, what is there to smile about? Life is serious. Amen. So I have to be conscious. That's smiling. Amen. Until I became smiley. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many things go through many minds. But what does the word of God have to say about spiritual growth? Okay, is it outward religion? Is it just doing things to increase your religious GP? Amen. You know, there are things you do that improves your religious GP. Where people score you, humans score you based on how religious you sound and look. Are those things really spiritual growth? So, what does the word have to say about spiritual growth? This is why we're going through scriptures and very important. We said very cardinal things last week. I will pick up from where we stopped. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. The Bible shows us that those he did foreknow, he also predestinates. Is it for him he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. To be conformed to the image of his son. We say the Greek word conformed, that means to share the same form as another. Hallelujah. The Bible talking about Jesus, he says he's the express image of God's person. He's the icon of his person. Where they got the English word icon from? The effulgence of his glory, the express icon, the express image of his person. Meaning, where you meet Jesus, you meet God. That was what he told Philip. He said, Philip, have I been so long with you and you don't know me? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You remember? In St. John's Gospel, he says, if you have seen me, I believe chapter 14, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So Jesus was the express image of the Father. He was the outshining of his glory. So he became the standard man. And don't forget that he was a God man. So he became God's prototype man that every man should look up to and become. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, it's amazing to know that we have a man in the Godhead. We are fully represented. Glory to God. In the assembly of heaven, in the assembly of the Godhead, we are fully represented. There is a man with a body, with a human body seated in heaven. Aya. Seated in heaven with a human body. The Bible did not say he disappeared into heaven. He didn't vanish. He ascended. Meaning there was a time he was 3 feet above the ground. 4 feet. 6 feet. 9 feet. 12 feet above the ground until the cloud received him. So he didn't disappear. He ascended bodily. When you go to heaven now, you see the man Jesus. Oh, the Bible calls him the man Jesus. He says one mediator between God and man. The man Jesus. The man Jesus. We have a representation. We have a representative in the Godhead. And God did that very intentionally so that humans can have a standard. We can know that this is the prototype man. Oh, glory to God. We can know that this is God's definition of a man. This is what you should look like as a man. So Jesus is not for Christians. Jesus is for man. Oh, can I get an amen there? This truth, you will need it all your life. Jesus is not for Christians. Jesus is for man. I've said it again and again for many years now, that the Bible is not a book just for Christians. They say the Bible is for Christians. This one is for these people. This one. No, the Bible is for man.
Yes, sir.
It's for man. This is God's gift to man. For God so loved the world. He didn't say for God so loved Christians. He didn't say for God so loved those who become Christians. No. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoso believes in him should not perish, but have the God kind of life. But have the God type of life. The life that is super abundant in quantity and superior in quality. Glory to God. That life is ahead of the natural human life. The Greeks call it Zoe. The God life. The God life, the divine essence, the life that makes God God. Oh, Jesus said, for as the Father has Zoe in himself, so has he given to the Son to have Zoe in himself, to have life in himself, inherent life.
Yes, sir.
That is that prototype man talking. Yes, hallelujah. So Jesus is the reference point for man, placed by God. We cannot talk about spiritual maturity or spiritual growth without talking about these things. That what are we growing onto? What is the reference point? So when you see it this way, it takes religion out. Jesus was a man of love. He was a man of wisdom. He was a man of power. He was full of glory and glory and beauty. He was full of grace and truth. There was a way he related with people. He loved the Father. He loved people. He loved to do his Father's business. So that is that reference point. Put a scripture there now. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed. To be conformed to the image, to the icon of his Son. Can you see? So the predestination is a conformity to the image of his Son. So the icon of Christ. So Jesus is the standard man. And that is who we are looking at as we pursue spiritual growth. That is our reference point. That is the sample, the sample that we have, prototype that we have, to whom we are conformed, that we share the same image with. Hallelujah. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Glory to God forevermore. So we began by defining what growth is. We said we define growth, then define spiritual growth. We said growth means to spring up and develop to maturity. It means to increase in size by assimilation of materials into a living organism. Don't forget these definitions. To increase in size by assimilation of materials into a living organism. That means growth is impossible without assimilation. Are we getting the landmarks now? We said spiritual growth, therefore, means to develop into spiritual maturity and increase in the operation of God's wisdom in words, understanding, and what? And thought. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. We have many things to do. 1 Corinthians, I need it to be fast. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 13. The scriptures, put them up very, very fast. Sorry, chapter 13, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. We also say number 2, as I put the scripture, just listen. Spiritual growth means your degree of conformity to the image of Christ in love, in power, and in a sound mind. Glory to God. your degree of conformity to the image of Christ in love, in power, and in a sound mind. Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. He's talking about growth there. Hallelujah. And then he used three things to measure the growth. He says, I spoke. What was the first thing? I spoke there as a child. I understood. So speaking, understanding, and thoughts. But when I became a man, I put away childish speaking, childish understanding, and childish thoughts. So we can from here infer that spiritual growth is measured in three ways. In your words reveal the level of your growth. Oh, hallelujah. Your understanding reveals the level of your growth. You can have baby understanding. You can understand as a child. Your thoughts reveal the level of your growth. The quality of your thoughts is a revelation of your spiritual growth. That's what they say. The excellency of your words is a revelation of your spiritual growth. The level of your understanding is a revelation of your spiritual growth. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. And then from there, I believe we journeyed. Okay, did we read Galatians 4 verse 19? To see that how God, through this, how the Spirit of God through Paul revealed to us that when children are born, they should grow. He said, my little children, for whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Glory to God. We'll get on and talk about the three kinds of men and the phases of growth and all that eventually. From that, we'll talk about the necessity of spiritual growth. No Christian is born fully grown. When you got born again, you were born as a spiritual baby. Amen. Just like when a child is born naturally, he's born as a baby. So when we said you're a spiritual baby, it's not an insult. When God says you're a baby spiritually, or the word of God comes to you and he says don't be a baby spiritually, it's not an insult. Did you know that there are blessings for being in the babyhood stage? We're going to get into that. There are blessings for being a spiritual baby. There are blessings. We talk about innocence. It's a blessing. We talk about that sincerity of faith. You can trust God ruggedly. It's a blessing. Until some old Christians confuse you. Amen. So when we talk about phases of growth, there are blessings in the babyhood stage that you should not even outgrow. Oh. Glory to God. Is somebody getting something? So nobody is born fully grown. But listen, remaining at the same stage all your life will not help you fulfill your destiny. That's what we're saying. You will need to grow into the fullness of what God has created you for. If not, if you don't grow, you limit God. We'll talk about the concept of limiting God on the earth. I believe it was last week I was talking about it. That God wants to help the world. The church is his limitation. Oh my goodness. People cry, is that really God? Why are people sleeping under the bridge? Is that really God? Why are people dying of this sickness? Is that really God? Why is there so much wickedness in this community? If there is God, the church is God's limitation. If I let me extend, a man is God's limitation. Now, in the context of being believers, the more you grow, the less you limit God. Malaga suje pula bakaya. That means certain expressions of God in and through your life that you are not seeing here, just grow. That's what it means. This is why spiritual growth is important. You put away certain things. When you grow, there are no arguments about certain things. You don't try. The questions you ask yourself, does it please God? Or does it please my flesh? You grow. The more you grow, the less you limit God. The more you grow, the more space you give God to operate. This thing is simple. The more you grow, the more capacity you create to host God in your world, in your environment. The more you grow, the more opportunity you give God to touch the world through you. The more you grow, the more the kingdom of God gains the advantage to you. Have you ever seen when a kingdom wants to take a territory and they send children there? Talk to me, somebody. They gather children. Oh, they say, this is the kingdom of England. Who want to take over Sierra Leone. Just ship children into Sierra Leone to take it over. Is that what they do? No. That means as long as the people are still children, they are not useful to the monarch of England. They just have to grow. Can I get an amen, somebody? So growth is important. We limit God when we don't grow. We reduce the space that God has for expression in our lives when we don't grow. Never forget this. God has done his part. He's helping us. This is part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in us is God with us, helping us to give God opportunity to find expression. Growth is very important. We talk about touching our world, touching our generation. We have to grow. We have to grow. We have to develop. We have to put away childish things. We have to move from babyhood to manhood. We have to move from children to sonship. And they are his sons and she's sons. Amen. Glory to God. So the first thing we said, that the necessity for spiritual growth is no Christian. Just a moment. Okay, we said everything, every living thing is expected to grow. So you should grow. Because you were born with the life of God. Hallelujah. Then number two, we said spiritual growth is a bridge into the future. I mean, into the fullness of your inheritance in Christ. How many of you remember that? Spiritual growth is a bridge into the fullness of your inheritance in Christ. And we quoted Acts chapter 20 verse 32. You can put it up. Paul was talking to the elders at Ephesus. You know, I love the book of Acts. If you have never read the book of Acts before, go and read it. It will do something to you. You'll be so inspired. You'll be so inspired. Going through the story, sometimes you will cry with Paul. You will rejoice with him. You will cry with the apostles. You rejoice with them. It's amazing. Journey through the book of Acts. This was when he was talking to the elders of the church or the churches at Ephesus. Remember, I said it some weeks ago that these guys were the novices in chapter 9. That through constant exposure to the ministry of the word and the spirit became episcopals. There were the novices he met. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, what's the Holy Ghost? We have not even heard about him. So he got them born again and got them filled with the Holy Ghost. Or at least he got them filled with the Holy Ghost. They were novices. And then he began to train them in the synagogue. When there was disputing, he separated them to the school of Tyrannus. And began to feed them with the word. The Bible said daily for the space of 3 years. For the space of, 2 years and 3 months. Until they became mature to be elders. Listen, elders in the church are not the gray-headed members of the church. Spiritual eldership has nothing to do with biological age. It has everything to do with how much you have been exposed to the ministry of the word and the spirit. Elders are not those who have crossed 60s. That's WHO classification. In the kingdom is those who have used the word of God. Hebrews talks about being skillful in the word of righteousness. They are skillful in the word of God. They have allowed their spirit to be developed in spiritual matters. So you can have 25-year-old spiritual elders. And you can have a 60-year-old spiritual baby. Hallelujah. It is how much you have used the word. How much you have grown with the word, how much you have interacted. And that's one of the things I'll be teaching you in this, how to interact with the word. So many people that come to church are not participators, they are spectators. Coming to church to spectate is different from participating in the ministry of the word and the spirit. One of the ways you know is watch out the people that respond to the instructions of the word. Lift your hands toward heaven. Somebody is looking like this. He's a spectator. He cannot grow spiritually. No, he cannot grow. And remember, the Bible says, as long as he's a child, not when he's a child. So spiritual growth does not happen with time. It happens with input of truth. assimilation of materials. There's participation there. Praise God. Somebody is saying hallelujah and that person is quiet. No participation. The word of God is life to you. Somebody say yes sir and that person is looking like this. No participation. No, he cannot grow. That you are around food doesn't mean the food has entered you. Talk to me somebody. You have to eat it. And in the realm of the spirit there's a process of eating. There's a process of eating. Eating is not passive. You will carry your hand, carry the food, and put it in your mouth. Even if you're a child, you will carry the breast milk by yourself. Two of us. Are you not seeing children of these days? They're all joking. One boy, just remove this mother's hand. One more, just remove the mother's hand. This is my property. I'll hold his milk. He removed the mother's hand. I say, this boy. That's somebody else's property. Amen. Glory to God. Active. You can that you are inside food doesn't mean the food will come to you. You will eat it. That's what I'm talking about. Not being a participant. Participant in the ministry of the word and the spirit. You will hear it. You will let it go into you. You will think about it. You will meditate on it. Malakabaya. You will think about it. You will speak it. You will chew it. There's an interaction with the word. You are done from church, but it's not over. In your car, you will play the message. In the night before you sleep, you will play it. As you are going to the office, you play it. During break time, you will hear the word. You will read it. You will have contact with the word. Contact with the word. Hearing Malakapaya. You do everything to cast it into you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because listen, in the process of time, what grows on the soil will be revealed. Whether there was an intentionality to it. I think there's a word like that, man. Yes. There's a word like that. All right. My English. Amen. Whether you are intentional or not, it will show in the process of time. So you see a very beautiful cultivated land. If there was no seed sown, in the process of time, you will see wheat. The place that has seed sown, in the process of time, you will see crops to harvest.
Yes, sir.
That is how life works. Glory to God. You know, when we are just starting, everybody's together, it's as though nothing is happening. I believe I was talking to the volunteer. That you see, those that serve God are dear to God's heart.
Yes, sir.
Very dear to God's heart. So, it could be that all of us are coming to church and doing this. As time, the Bible says, in the process of time, Abel made a sacrifice. Cain also made a sacrifice. But in the process of time, there was a difference. Abel began to prosper. Cain was frustrated. No, what did God tell him? He said, if you do well, won't you be accepted? Meaning, you know what to do. You didn't do it. You know what? You knew what to do. You didn't do it. That's what God was telling him. Meaning, being intentional about the input of God's word will show in the process of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He now says, I commend it to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Can you see? He was talking about them growing and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. In fact, there's another point I want to make here. Remember that these are elders. He was still commending them to God's word. That means there's no end to your growth.
Yes,
you do not arrive. These were episcopals. He was still commending them to God and to the word of his grace that there is more building to be done. That's
yes,
what he's saying.
Yes,
so you don't stop growing. The day you stop growing and developing, you start dying. And it's too spiritually. As long as you are in this side of eternity, you need to keep growing. In fact, even when we cross over to the other side, the development continues. I'll not go into that today. You think heaven, you just a clappy hand in the hall and sweat. You say, no, there's AC. You not sweat because of the presence. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. This will be singing forever and ever. That's a lie. That's a big lie. That is not consistent with scriptures. Show me, where did he say that? That all you'll be doing in heaven is singing. singing inside hall. I say it's a big stadium. We'll all be singing and praising God forever. What a lie. Yes, white gown, right? Oversized white gown. White garments. The saints are the saints. Amen. And then we glow on your head. With halo on your head. Listen, use your mind. Many Christians have deadened their mind because of religion. You know, religion deadens your mind. Very terrible thing. You don't think. When you, in fact, your common thinking shows it a kai. Let me check the word. That cannot be all you'll be doing. God is smarter than that. Are you joking? Just singing praises forever? Listen, God does not have low self-esteem. Amen. Now you got everybody to just be, job is singing his ego. No, sir. No, ma. Let me not say more. Let me lead that for another time. There will be learning and development. The Bible talks about the ages to come. What is eternity? Eternity means summation of ages. It means summation of ages, of dispensations. Listen, there were dispensations before Genesis 1:1. I told you now, the Bible said, in the beginning of what? Of heaven and earth, of time. He said, in the beginning, God is here. God created the heavens and the earth. Heaven. So where was he living? Since that heaven is the home of God. No, he created the heaven. Where was he living before then? And the Bible says he was in eternity past. Glory to God. Your mind is expanding, right? Development will continue. But your head start there is connected to how developed you were from here. It gives you a head start. This, you know, won't be a... In fact, there are some people that after we go to the other side, you will not be close to Jesus. I'll take our time to teach you this. You will know, you'll be far. You'll be seeing him from afar until you are developed again. Why not start now? Oh, listen, there are levels of glory in heaven. Oh. You took time to enjoy carnality on earth, and then you want to be hugging Jesus in heaven. How? It's not possible now. It's not possible. We're talking about spiritual goal. You decide to be carnal. Then you want to hug Jesus in heaven. How? How? Are you joking? You'll be seeing from afar. Then some of the saints will start develop. Some of us will still have teaching ministry in heaven. Yes. Teaching ministry. I'll take our time to show you these things from scriptures. Glory to God. Listen, there's glory. There's glory. There's glory. No, that's another part to it. Did you know that in the realm of the spirit, there's a way your spirit appears? One of the descriptions of your spirit is light. See, there are things that reveal the strength of your spirit in the realm of the spirit. Sometimes it's odor and aroma that comes from your spirit. Sometimes it's the intensity of the light. Sometimes it's the sound that you emit from your spirit. All people are not the same. The more you develop, the more you are conformed to the image of his son. Oh, hallelujah. See, may eternal things be glorious in your sight. May spiritual things be precious to you. You know, we live in a sense-ruled world. We live in a carnal world. And believers are getting carnal. People are no longer celebrating and excited about the things of the Spirit. You are delivered. Listen, the Bible says, the flesh profited nothing. Aya. The flesh profited nothing. Meaning anything you do in the flesh has no profit. Has no benefit. The flesh profited nothing. The flesh profited nothing. The flesh profited nothing. Says the spirit that gives life. The flesh. So every time you are in the flesh, you are not making profit. That's what he's saying. You are losing. Lord, may eternal things be precious to us. May spiritual things be precious to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, when you cross these lines and get into the realm of the spirit, nothing matters to you anymore. And that's where God wants us to go to. Nothing matters to you. You are driven by the Christ that you see. All that you see, oh, just like Paul said. He said, for I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. You know nothing amongst men but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Even while you are walking as a banker, you know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. You are walking as a doctor, you know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what pulsates in your body, in your mind. That's what, why do we cry sometimes when we pray, when we worship, when we have fellowship with him? When I cry sometimes when I read the Bible, because I'm engrossed. I'm just suddenly overwhelmed by a beauty that is beyond this world. A beauty, a glory that the world has no word to explain. You can't live all your life canal. You can't live all your life outside, separated by the curtains of the flesh. You would tear the curtains of the flesh and get into the spirit. Tear the curtains of the flesh. Oh, you tell yourself, no more carnality. Well, you just wake up and tell yourself, Lord, I want you. Ah, and your life will change. Lord, I don't know what it means, but I want you. Oh, hallelujah. To be carnal is to underlive. To be carnal is to be in prison. Oh, my goodness. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. Did you read it? Romans chapter 8. To be carnally minded. We are talking about growing up spiritually. He says to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. I'm challenging you. I want to stir your appetite for eternal things. Your love for eternal things. Your love. Not that you just know your love for eternal things. And how you can just lock down things to grow. And how you can give priority to the things that help you grow. It starts with a decision. With a decision. I told you that how much of God and his kingdom you will express is determined by your spiritual growth. How much of his glory you will manifest is connected to your growth spiritually. How much of liberty, the Bible talks about the glorious liberty of the sons of God. How much of freedom you will have from the spirit of this world. Listen, you can be a Christian and be under the spirit, the influence of the spirit of this age. The Bible talks about it now. They are carnal Christians. We'll get into that. There's the spirit of this age. There's a spirit of this age. But the more you go with God, the more you go out of the influence of the spirit of this age. There's a spirit of this age. The Bible talks about the spirit that walks in the children of disobedience. There are people, there are Christians who love God, who expose their breasts. They don't know why. The spirit of this world. No, they don't know why. They're so close to their breasts. The pink is fashion. It's the spirit of this world. It came from somewhere, don't you know? No, not even talking about in church. In the 60s, were women dressing like that? And don't forget, the compromise of one generation becomes the culture of the next. Becomes the, until we don't see anything wrong with it. Church people are cohabiting without something pricking their conscience. I'm talking about the spirit of the world. There's no that piety of spirit. That saying, Master, am I pleasing you? You know, there's that thing. Let me tell you, when you are in love, one of the signs that you are in love is an attempt to please the lover. Are you aware of that? That's what spiritual growth does. You are more conscious of what he thinks than what Hollywood thinks. You are conscious. It's not to make you feel bad. It's to make you pursue him. It's to make you prioritize growth. Prioritize growth. Challenging you to use what you have. Imagine getting to heaven and say, oh, they tell you could have done this. But what are you doing? You are enjoying carnality throughout. You go to heaven. Listen, let me tell you something. As a Christian, if you are thinking, heaven, if I can just enter there, me, I'm fine. No, you are a baby. Don't talk like that. Grow up. That's not all. So when you hear pastor preach that all your sins are forgiven, even if you are sinning and the trumpet are going to heaven, you say, you think that's an opportunity and an endorsement on your flesh. You are a baby. The message of grace, listen, the message of grace is not to endorse carnality. It's not to endorse your flesh. It's to give you strength and grace to live beyond the condemnation of Satan as you grow. God knows you make mistakes, yes, but you are growing. There's a commitment to grow. You look at yourself and you say, Kai, this is not part of my future. You can look at 2 years from now, you know you are done with this women thing. You are done with this alcohol. You are done with this thing that is hindering you. You are done with this prayer. You can look and you say, this is not part of my future. Are you listening to me? And I begin to give your ears. He said, my son, give me your ears. Let your eyes observe my ways. Give me your ears. Christianity becomes personal. You are not trying to impress anybody. You are trying to walk with God. And your heart is at it. You may miss it 1,000 times, but you are ready. That's where the knowledge of grace covers you. You don't let condemnation hold you down. But you are ready to grow. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never forget, the more you grow, the less you limit God. The less you grow, the more you limit God. The more you grow. I have something, I told you, I'm feeling the anointing already. That's why I said, get everybody you know for this series. People need to grow. The scary thing, so to say, the worrisome thing, so to say, is this. In the realm of the spirit, there's no stagnation. You're either growing or going or shrinking. That's why you can't be on fire and then stop suddenly and say you are at the same level. No. In a short time, you begin to wonder, am I the one doing this? You wonder the capacity in your flesh. You'll be surprised. Capacity in your flesh. You'll be surprised that my flesh can desire such a thing. Are you serious? This can go through my mind. I can long for this. Impossible. But see, that's what happens. So there's no stagnation. The altar is symbolic of the hearts of men. And God told the priest, he said, let the fire never go out. Let the fire never go out. Hallelujah. Let the fire never go out. So what we're talking about spiritual gold is not abstract. Your thoughts and your words reveal your spirituality. Carnality and spirituality is just in the thought life and in the word life. Romans chapter 8, 5 to 6. James chapter 3, verse 2. Your thought life and your word life controls your actions. But you see, have you ever seen a man who did something and never thought about it? He's a liar. He's a lie. He's a lie. He said, no, I didn't think about it. Too. My body just went there and picked the money. And I did not, my mind was not even there. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it? It starts from your mind. The Bible says men are tempted when they are first enticed. You are first enticed, then you are drawn. You were thinking about it. You fantasized it. Adding one more zero to this thing, it will be nice. Imagine from 1 million to 10 million. Do you know what that means? I can even give some money in church. We don't need that kind of money. Okay. You fantasize. You thought about it. That's what I'm saying. You thought about it. You thought about it. Before you drank, you thought about it. Before you had that affair sexually, you thought about it. We made it look like it just happened. You know what God is saying? If I can take control of your thoughts, I can take control of your action. It's not hard. It's not hard. Listen, if it's not on your mind, you will not do it. So spiritual growth is your mind becoming a captive of God's word. Oh. Write it down. One of the things that means to grow spiritually is when your mind becomes a captive of God's word. Your mind and your thoughts become a captive of God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting blessed this morning. Are you? You're unserious with the things of the Spirit because of your thoughts and your words. Uncommitted to advancing the kingdom of God because of thoughts and words. So, we're just trying to bring home. Okay, so your growth should shape these areas because these control your actions. Remember, I said carnality and spirituality are just in the thought life and in the word life. Remember that? So, three kinds of men and three phases of growth. Oh, I'm out of time. Write it out. Three kinds of men and three phases of growth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, oh, I'm out of time. I feel like rocking into second service. Yes, sir. Yeah? I'm out of time. I said three kinds of men and three phases of growth. I pronounce it well. Amen. PH. Not faces, so phases. Phases. A dear man of God in this country, one of our fathers of faith, they say two faces having that match that he didn't have again. Now, I'm sure he was intimidated. Amen. They say he was supposed to have a match of something. Was it last year? I think so. Against what is happening. And then the person, I say, what is two-face? It is a who. He said, what is two-face? They say, Papa, is a person, they're supposed to have two faces. You know why I say that? There are things you miss out on, and that doesn't mean anything. Has knowing Kanye West added to your life? Talk to me now. Up to now, I don't think I know how his face looks like. I heard it from somewhere. Amen. I say, Pastor, you don't know this person. Sometimes I get to hear it so that I can say I'm interacting. You now know that, okay, Pastor Soji is small. Amen. So, at least he helps my work. Amen. But my personal life, in Arwana, I say, what's my business? What's? There are things you miss out on. And by missing out on them, you miss out on poverty, on confusion, on frustration, on sickness. Get to know the things that count. Get to know the things that count. Rise to your feet. I'm out of time. Oh, hallelujah. If you are shouting, shout properly. Oh, Father, we thank you. Can we speak in tongues for 1 minute? And say, Father, I'm committed to.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.